have daily things that I do every single day that I tick off, and it repeats every single day. One of them is the Lord's Prayer. Now, the thing is, because I need to be intentional, so I have the Lord's Prayer written out, and I read it every day, and if I don't read it by 9 o'clock in the morning, all bells and whistles go off, ding, 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 all my gadgets start, and you know what, I don't want to be legalistic, but I want to be intentional, and I have to do this. So, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And I have other things in my list. And one of the things I have is an article that I found, I don't know when, but it's 10, here are 10 things that healthy leaders do every day. So these are the 10 things that I have in my to-do list every single day, and it pops up every single day. And I would say for you, so instead of giving you a flowery message and all of this stuff, I'm just going to talk from my heart today, okay? So these are the 10 healthy things that leaders do. So take the word leaders. You're all leaders in your own right anyways. But take the word leader out and just say 10 healthy things that men do. Okay, now women, you're included in that, but this is Father's Day. But 10 things that healthy men do, okay? Healthy men. Are you with me, men? 10 things that healthy men do. Number one, read the Bible. Okay? Read the Bible. So that's on my checklist. Ding. Read the Bible. Use a Bible reading plan and read the Bible every day. The audio feature of the Bible app is especially helpful while you are driving or you are exercising. Very, very practical. But we want to be men, godly men of integrity, don't we? Amen?
Amen.
So it's like Linda said last week. She says, what was that thing you said about people reading? And you went like kind of, you did like what you do to Randy, like pff, like this, with something like that. Secondly, what did you say?
Deadwood doesn't read the Bible.
Oh yeah, Deadwood doesn't read the Bible. Okay, so 10 things that healthy leaders do. Number two, pray. 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 Talk with the Lord. Pray the scriptures. Look at the church's prayer list. Use a prayer journal. I journal every day. And then a year later, it comes up and it tells me that a year ago, you were baptized in water. And you'll probably get a phone call from me or a text or something. I said, a year ago, we baptized you in water, and that was a very meaningful day for me. I hope it was for you as well. Okay? A prayer journal. Pray. Start to journal. A year later, you show up in someone's life, and because it shows up in your journal, and then what happens is then you're in touch with your body, with the body of Christ. You're in touch with people. You're intentional about loving people. Amen? So that's the second thing that healthy men do daily. Healthy men do daily. The next is exercise. I recently talked, this is in the article, but the writer says, I recently talked with a pastor who lost 52 pounds and he has walked 10,000 steps daily for exactly a year. Incredible. My watch here tells me when the circle's closed. How many of you have a Fitbit or an Apple Watch or something like this? You know how long it takes to do 10,000 steps? Like almost like no time at all. Like before you know it, woo, 10,000 steps already. So this guy, he lost 52 pounds, And all he did was he walked 10,000 steps a day. But the thing is, if you have 10,000 calories a day, then you're going to probably have to do 1 million steps a day. Okay? But so that's the third thing, because for me and for men, if we want to be healthy men, what happens is it's very important for me that I'm healthy, because I love my wife so much, right? And if I'm not healthy, then our marriage is much different than it is. Amen? So the next one that I have on my list is eat well. Now, this one isn't as easy. I struggle with it all the time. I do not eat wheat. And I had burritos yesterday, which were very, very good. But there's so much bread everywhere you go. You know, so most times I can't eat what you're serving me. And so it's eat well. Now, I know most of us struggle with this, and most of us have a hard time eating with wisdom. But on my, where are you going? Is this because of conviction? Okay, you can go. Is this your first time here? I promise I won't do that to you, okay? But whoever you talk to, whoever you talk to about our church at a later date, don't tell them I'm crazy, because it might prevent them from coming here. Okay, so eat well. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, you know what? I am not perfect, and neither are you perfect. But what happens is that's my intentional thing, because I want us men and all of us to be healthy men in our life. So you want my next one? Pray with my wife, or at least pray for my wife, and tell her I love her and talk with her. Amen?
Amen, because she's awesome.
She is. Third, or the next one, is write an encouraging note or a text or something. Okay, just do it. You know, if you're a frequent reader of, just anything, something from your devotion, send it to somebody daily. So this is what I try to do daily. Last night, I sent somebody a text. I'll read it to you what I sent. It was late, so I apologize for it. But it was to Laura. Is that okay if I share that with you? So it says, "Sorry for such a late text, but I've been hearing things about you and last night," meaning Friday night, "how awesome the worship was, especially that extended song of worship, and how well you did speaking as well." I wasn't there, but I heard that. It took me all of 10 seconds to do that. Amen? Did you feel blessed? You did. Okay. So, this is a good list to be men. Practical stuff, right? Is it practical? Is it hard to do? You know, if you want a copy of it, I'll just let me know. I'll text it to you. Okay, the other thing is do my work. Make a task list. Then prioritize it. Then execute it. Work heartily unto the Lord. Amen? With joy. And when you have a list like this and you check it off at the end of the day, okay, I made a task list. How many of you do things by lists? Okay? Most? It's good. It's good. I like that. Okay? And then what happens is, so you make a list, you prioritize it, and then you execute it. That's the problem, you see. A lot of people make a list, but they don't execute it. So there's no fun in that, because then all it is it becomes frustrated. But when you execute it, and I see, so part of my list is, say, like, I'm going to tell my wife, my beautiful wife, that I love her, right? So the thing is, then when I look at my list, I said, wow, so I actually executed that. I actually executed. We had roofers here. Wonderful, wonderful roofers. 38 hours, okay? So do my work, make a task, prioritize it, and then execute it. So they show up here on Monday morning at 7 o'clock. My day off, I don't care because I'm excited. I need to get this roof done. 7 o'clock, they leave here. 9 o'clock on Monday night, happy as can be. They executed their work the whole day, not a complaint. You know what? Beautiful, beautiful. Come back the next day, 12 hours, not 14. Wednesday, it's raining. They come back. They come back Thursday, they work till maybe 5-6 o'clock. So I asked them, I said, how many hours did it take you to do all this? 38 hours. This is 10,000 square feet, folks. They put in double, they stripped the roof, they put in 6 feet of ice shield. Then they put this other, what's it called? This plastic kind of membrane or something over the whole roof. What's that called, that stuff? Anyone know? Shout it out to me. Yeah, they put that on, and then they put the... And then they put the shingles on, and then they put new vents on. And you know what? So they were all so happy. We're smart. Music's blasting in the sanctuary as they come in to use the Keurig machines in the bathroom. So I go out towards the end of the day on Thursday when they're finishing up. So one of them turns and says, oh man, that music that we were playing in the church was really good, eh? And then what happens is Linda wrote a handwritten note to every single one of them, thanking them for their due diligence over these days with a tip inside from the church. Okay? These are things, folks. So if you want to be men of integrity, if you want to be, it's for all of us, but if you want to be men, these are just some practical things that are not really all that hard to do, that just come from the heart, but work hard. See, I have this work ethic that goes like this. Whether I make $2 an hour or whether I make $50 an hour, it shouldn't affect my work ethic. Okay? It really shouldn't. It doesn't matter. So we have people say, well, I only make $2 an hour. If you gave me $4 an hour, then you'd get more work out of me. Well, then you're fired. I don't need you working for me. Right? So just a thought. The next thing is read. In addition to Bible reading, read at least 30 minutes a day. Get away. Read something. I don't care what it is. A good housekeeping magazine. Some, you know, I clean the house. I need to know some tricks. Good, Popular Mechanics, whatever. It doesn't matter. Read something. Okay? And if you're an audio listener, now you can listen to all sorts of books. And then next is give something to somebody every day. Give something to somebody every day. There's no better way to build a culture of generosity in your organization, your family, your community, than to give every day. Give something, okay? Give money, buy someone a coffee, give prayers, or something every day, but be a giver. And when you have it on a checklist, every single day it pops up, it pops up, it pops up for me. Have I been a giver today? Okay, have I prayed today? Have I thanked God today? Have I told my wife I love her? Have I sent a note to someone that I appreciate them? And what happens is it becomes part of your DNA. So when you're walking down, you just look for this. You just look for something that you could just say to someone. I said to Tracy this morning, you thought I was, look at the back of her head. Doesn't she look like one of the youth? So I walked up and I said, I stood in front of her and I said, I was walking up and I thought you were one of the new youth, but now that I see your face, I see you're just one of the young adults. But you know what? It might sound like schmoozy and corny and stuff like this, but you know what? It brought a smile to her face and some love in her heart. right? So what this is all about, it's just me sharing this morning. Now I lost my spot. It's just me sharing this morning a list that I think would be helpful for you men, okay? But all of us, but for you men in particular. Okay, so read. Give something to someone. Be a giver, okay? Just be a giver. Be a giver. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Yesterday, it's not to boast or anything, but, you know, we got up early, and we decided to go to Alfredo's and Maria's restaurant, and, you know, it's the first day. They worked, okay? They own a cleaning business where they do metro stores, and they do food basics and everything like this. And the person who was supposed to show up to relieve them never showed up. So that means they had to go to Food Basics, and they worked the whole night. Okay, so when we're shopping for our groceries, and we go home, and the store's open, and you pass by, and there's still cars in the parking lot, those are your overnight people that are trying to make it good for you the next day, and they are like that. So they had 1 hour's sleep. And then they get to the restaurant. So Linda and I went, and Linda was serving, taking orders. She was such a cute wait. She was such a cute server. I was just sitting there and thinking, man, I'm coming back to this restaurant, you know. It was just good. And so you know what? It was just such a good feeling. So we went home, and we felt good. You know, the food was good, and they were happy and everything. And then we went. Then we decided last night, you know, because they have tables outside, umbrella tables, and they just have all sorts of stuff. And so I said, let's jump in the car and go back, see if they need some help closing up. So we got in the car, we went there, we saw Micah and Randy there. And we walked by the store, and you could see Randy with his hand planted on them, praying for them in the restaurant. And all the stuff that needed to be cleaned up was cleaned up. Be a giver, okay? And make a checklist and do it. And then, how many of you think that that's so mechanical that it would drive you crazy? For me, it is so, of course, Dave Patterson. He puts both hands up. Dave Patterson, I'm coming over to give you a hug. Everyone at the same time, say one, to go, say one, two, three. We love you, Dave. He knows. You know what? There's a couple of people around this church that are really interested in this church, like to a degree that, you know, so Monday morning I'm here. So, of course, I call Dave Patterson. I'm giving him a play-by-play of what's happening, like a little boy. Wow, they're doing this. Get off the phone, call Sharon Johnson. You know, she's all excited. Then I call Jean. And so, you know, these are people that are really kind of they amuse me, you know, so. And so give something. And then share my testimony or the gospel with someone. And, you know, I write it down every day. Share my testimony or the gospel with somebody. And if God has called you to be a fisher of men and women, then go fishing every day. Amen. Have you ever been around someone who is really into fishing? Amen? They talk about it obsessively. They talk about their boat. They talk about their lures. They talk about their bait, etc. So, men, this morning I close with this. We have a beautiful, huge, slab cake out there for you, and we'll just be. We're. I know you're right. That's of all of those things. It's easier for me to tell you about Jesus than it is for me to watch my diet. You know, that's the hardest one on the whole list. That one requires the discipline. Telling you about Jesus. That's. What are you doing the rest of the day, you know? Yeah. So, you know what I mean? I'll tell you. So, beg, men. God, for passion, okay, for souls, and be a soul winner. And if you're not a soul winner here this morning, beg him for the passion. Peter there, you know. Peter, hi, Peter. Love you, buddy. Peter is an amazing man of God. And he got saved years ago at a Rex Humbard something or other. And for many years, he worked in business. And he doesn't have it on him today, but he would have in his work outfit, they always have that one pocket, you know, with all the plastic thing in it, with all the pens and everything. That's Peter. And he would always have his Gideon's Bible in there. And he would just be able to. And you know how many times that man told me his testimony? It didn't matter. You know what happened? He told me his testimony. Peter, you must have told me your testimony over the years. And especially in the last couple of years, you told it to me every time I saw you. You know, so anyways, so beg God for a passion for souls, and that goes for everyone here. And if you do these 10 things every day, not legalistically, but because you just want to be, you just want to be a great person for God, okay? And if you do these 10 things every day, just think of the way that your life and your family's life will change in the long term. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so we all want the long-term result, but we have to go through the action steps to have a beautiful long-term result. And so I reiterate to you, plan your work and your work plan. Now you have a plan, so let's work it, okay? Work it.